For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, so are you ready for this one? We're diving into a matchup that has everyone talking. Oregon Ducks hosting the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, this one is huge.
Huge is an understatement.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a ton of articles to dissect, even a whole YouTube breakdown from WBNS 10 TV. So we're going to give you everything you need to know about this game.
And what's really got me fired up about this one, this isn't just like your typical top five matchup.
Right.
This has history.
Oh, yeah.
A score to settle.
Yeah.
A clash of styles. This could be one for the history books.
I love it. Okay, so picture this. It's the number three Oregon Ducks.
At home.
At home. Deafening Autzen Stadium.
Yeah.
And they're facing off against the number two Ohio State Buckeyes. But like you're saying, this isn't just about the rankings. Ohio State's walking into a stadium where they suffered their only loss to the Ducks back in 2024.
And it wasn't just a loss.
Right.
It was a home game upset back in 2024.
Yeah.
So the commentators we've read, they're saying there's a real hunger in this Ohio State team to prove that 2024 was a fluke.
Yeah, they've not forgotten that feeling, I'm sure.
Not at all.
But hold on, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, the odds makers still favor the Buckeyes.
Right, they do.
Okay.
By about 3 to 3.5 points, depends on where you look. But as you know, those numbers don't always tell the whole story.
No, they don't.
Especially when you factor in the offensive firepower the Buckeyes are bringing to Eugene.
Let's talk about that Ohio State offense.
Yeah.
Two, not one, but two running backs that can turn a game on its head. Trevann Henderson, Quinshon Judkins. And Judkins is no ordinary transfer.
Yeah, not at all. This guy's coming off a monster 1,567-yard season at Ole Miss.
Wow.
In Pro Football Focus, they already have him ranked fifth among all running backs this season with a run grade of 90.3. That's like you're getting an A-plus every time you hand him the ball.
Wow.
This is a guy who can turn a simple handoff into a game-breaking play.
That's a nightmare for any defense.
Absolutely.
Let alone one that's about to face a two-headed monster in the backfield.
Right.
We saw how the Ducks handled another top running back earlier this year, Boise State's Ashton Janty. It was a nail-biter. 37-34. Oregon barely escaped. Can they replicate that success against this Buckeye duo?
That's the million-dollar question. And you know what? If Oregon can't contain the run, it opens up a whole other dimension for Ohio State's quarterback, Will Howard.
Oh, yeah.
And Howard has weapons at his disposal, like that star freshman receiver, Jeremiah Smith.
Man, talk about a 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a potential shootout brewing here, but here's the thing. We can't talk about offensive firepower without mentioning Oregon's quarterback, Dylan Gabriel.
Absolutely.
He's got to be the game changer if the Ducks want to pull off this upset.
A lot riding on his shoulders.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a classic duel in the making. You've got Will Howard, still relatively untested in these high-pressure situations, going up against the experienced, but sometimes overlooked, Dylan Gabriel.
It's a clash of styles.
It is.
And you know what I think is so intriguing about this?
Yeah.
It might come down to which quarterback can make the big plays when it matters most. And it's going to be fascinating to see how both quarterbacks handle the pressure cooker of Autzen Stadium.
Speaking of Autzen, that home field advantage is legendary. Can the crowd rattle this Ohio State team? Especially one that's carrying that 2024 loss with them.
Autzen is a force to be reckoned with, no doubt about it. That noise, the energy, it can be a game changer. But remember that angry Buckeye team we talked about?
Yeah.
They're not just talented, they're motivated. They want to prove that 2024 was a fluke.
Right. And then on the flip side, how about that Oregon defense? They've shown some grit this season. Can they force turnovers, keep Gabriel in the game long enough to orchestrate the upset?
Well, we know Oregon's defense has been good against the run this year. I mean, they held three opponents under 60 rushing yards.
Right.
But Ohio State is a whole different beast.
Right.
I mean, they're averaging over 800 rushing yards in the season. Something's got to give.
This is why I love these deep dives, man.
Yeah.
We're going beyond the obvious narratives here.
Yeah.
We're uncovering the layers of intrigue that make you think twice about this matchup.
Exactly. So with all of those offensive fireworks and defensive stands in mind, how about we dive into some expert predictions?
All right.
Then we can unpack what could be the deciding factors in this matchup.
Now you're speaking my language. Let's do it.
Well, one prediction I saw came from WBNS 10 TV in Columbus, and they're calling for a 35-20 win for the Buckeyes.
Comfortable win, huh?
Yeah, comfortable.
I could see why they'd say that.
Yeah.
But doesn't that feel a little, I don't know.
A little too decisive.
Yeah. Given everything we just discussed about, you know, these two teams.
You're right. It might not be a cakewalk for the Buckeyes. Our friends over at OregonLive.com, they see a much closer game.
Okay.
In fact, they actually highlight how tense the betting lines are for this one.
Yeah.
With some platforms favoring the Buckeyes by only 3 points.
Wow.
Which is razor thin for a game of this magnitude.
Yeah. So maybe a nail biter is more likely.
It could.
In OregonLive.com, they break down why the Ducks could defy those odds too, right?
They do. They put a lot of emphasis on Dylan Gabriel as a key factor.
Okay.
He may not be the flashiest quarterback.
Right.
But they argue that his efficiency, his experience in these tight games could be a real difference maker.
Yeah.
And they also highlight Oregon's receiving core, specifically guys like Tez Johnson, Evan Stewart, Terrence Ferguson, all capable of making big plays if given the opportunity.
Yeah, and it's not just Oregon's offense that could shake things up, though.
Right.
I mean, didn't they also mention that the Ducks' pass defense has been pretty impressive this season?
They did. They point out that Oregon is holding opposing quarterbacks to a 53.4% completion rate.
Wow, that's impressive.
So while everyone is so focused on Ohio State's rushing attack, Oregon's secondary could be that secret weapon.
Yeah.
The one that throws a wrench into the Buckeyes' offensive rhythm.
It's all about disrupting that rhythm, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
If the Ducks want to keep Gabriel in the game.
100%.
Man, this is turning into a real chess match on the gridiron.
It really is.
But we've been talking a lot about the Ducks.
Right.
What does OregonLive.com have to say about Ohio State's chances here?
Well, they don't pull any punches when it comes to the Buckeyes' talent.
Right.
They even go as far as to say that their roster is, quote, arguably the most talented in college football.
Yeah. And, I mean, let's just break it down for a second.
Yeah.
They've got a returning quarterback, Will Howard, a Heisman contender running back, Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah.
A standout safety, Caleb Downs, a freshman wide receiver phenom in Jeremiah Smith, just to name a few.
And don't forget that defensive line.
Oh, yeah.
They're stifling opponents, holding them to an average of 202.4 yards per game.
It's ridiculous.
So, yeah, they've got the talent, they've got the coaching, and they've got that chip on their shoulder after that 2024 loss.
Right. I can see why they're the favorites. But remember what we learned from that WBNS 10 TV video.
What's that?
Ohio State has faced some adversity this season.
Oh, yeah.
Even in their wins.
Mm-hmm.
They had to battle back against Iowa after two early turnovers.
Right.
And let's not forget about that close call against Michigan State.
Never this close.
These guys haven't exactly been coasting through blowouts here.
You're right. They've been tested.
They have.
They've had to dig deep, prove themselves.
Yeah.
And honestly, that could be invaluable experience heading into a hostile environment like Autzen Stadium.
It's those pressure-packed situations that force you to really develop that mental toughness.
Yeah.
That ability to stay composed when the game is on the line.
Yeah. I mean, the ability to handle adversity.
Right.
To stay focused when the pressure's on. I mean, that could be the defining factor in a game as close as this one.
It really could. You know, we hear about the intangibles in sports.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Right.
Those hard-to-define qualities that can tip the scales one way or the other.
Yeah.
But it feels like in this matchup, those intangibles are just as important as the talent on the field.
Yeah, 100%. The mental game.
Right.
Just as crucial as the physical one.
And that's where that home field advantage comes back into play.
Oh, absolutely.
We know Autzen Stadium can be a deafening cauldron of noise.
Oh, it's incredible.
And the Ducks are going to be counting on their fans to disrupt Ohio State's rhythm, maybe even rattle them into a few crucial mistakes.
Remember that word violent that kept popping up in that WBNS 10 TV video?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, those commentators, they were picking up on a certain intensity.
Right.
A hunger from this Ohio State team.
Yeah.
The question is, can they maintain that intensity on the road in one of the most hostile environments in college football?
Or will they succumb to the pressure, man? It's enough to give you chills just thinking about it.
It really is. It's these kinds of narratives, these clashing forces that make this matchup so compelling. On the one hand, you've got Ohio State, a team on a mission, loaded with talent, eager to avenge a painful loss. On the other hand, you've got the Ducks playing at home, a quarterback looking for his signature win, and a defense that might just have the tools to pull off the upset.
It's David versus Goliath all over again, but with a modern twist.
Right.
And you know what they say? Sometimes David wins.
That's right. That's right. You know, you asked for a deep dive on this game.
We did.
And we're going deeper than ever, I think. Yeah. I mean, we've dissected the offenses, yeah, the defenses, the X factors, the atmosphere.
Right.
But there's one crucial element we haven't even touched on yet.
Oh, what's that?
The coaches.
Oh, right.
Because this isn't just a battle of the players. It's a battle of wits between two of the sharpest minds in the game.
The coaches. Man, oh, man. I love a good coaching matchup. And this one has the potential to be an absolute chess match.
It does. It really does. On the Ohio State sideline, you've got Ryan Day, an offensive guru, known for his creative play calling, yeah, ability to develop quarterbacks.
Right.
But here's the thing. I mean, those WBNS 10 TV commentators, they kept using this word violent to describe how Day has been coaching this season.
Violent, huh?
It's almost like he's pushing for a more physical, aggressive style of play.
It's like he wants to shed that finesse label, you know?
Right.
Like his teams are all about flash and not enough about grit.
Exactly.
Especially after that 2024 loss to Oregon.
Well, yeah. I mean, Day knows that to win championships,
right,
you need more than just talent. You need that edge, that willingness to win the battles in the trenches.
Yeah.
And that's where this matchup gets really interesting, because on the Oregon sideline,
yeah,
you have Dan Lanning, a defensive mastermind.
Well, we can't forget.
Right.
Lanning was the defensive coordinator for that Georgia team that won back-to-back national championships.
Back-to-back.
The guy knows how to slow down a high-powered offense or two.
He does, and he's got the Ducks defense playing at an incredibly high level this season.
Yeah.
But the question is...
What's the question?
Can Lanning, a defensive-minded coach, outmaneuver Day?
Right.
An offensive guru.
Right.
In a game where the margins for error are going to be razor thin.
Yeah, it's a real clash of coaching philosophies.
Yeah, it is.
Will Day's offensive firepower be too much for Lanning's defense to handle? Or will Lanning have a few tricks up his sleeve? You know, to disrupt Ohio State's rhythm and give Dylan Gabriel a chance to make plays.
And that's what makes this game so unpredictable. I mean, we could sit here for hours breaking down the X's and O's.
Right.
But ultimately, it comes down to
which
coach can better prepare his team and make the right adjustments throughout the game.
It's more than just a game at this point. This is a battle of wits between two of the best coaching minds in college football. So after this deep dive, where do you land? You've heard the predictions. You've seen the matchups. You've analyzed the coaching philosophies.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the year Ohio State reasserts their dominance? Or can the Ducks pull off another upset for the ages?
Honestly, after this deep dive, I am more convinced than ever.
Okay.
This game is a complete toss-up.
Wow.
You've got two evenly matched teams, two phenomenal coaching staffs, and enough storylines to fill an entire season, honestly.
Right.
Ohio State might have the edge and talent, that hunger for redemption, but Oregon has the home field advantage and a coach who, let's be honest, knows how to pull off upsets.
He does.
It's going to come down to who executes better under pressure.
Okay.
And who wants it more on that day.
I love it, man. No crystal balls here.
Nope.
Just good old-fashioned hard-nosed analysis.
That's what we do.
But that's what makes these deep dives so much fun, man.
Mm-hmm.
We explore every angle. We consider multiple perspectives. And honestly, I'm even more excited to see how this game unfolds.
That's the beauty of college football.
It is.
You can analyze it.
Yeah.
You can dissect it all you want.
Right.
But ultimately, the game has to be played on the field.
On the field, yeah.
So to answer your question, I don't know who's going to win.
Right.
But I do know this. Get ready for a game that will have you on the edge of your seat until that final whistle blows.
I'm so ready. And there you have it, folks. Another deep dive in the books.
Another one down.
We'll be back next week with a brand new matchup. But until then, keep those helmets shiny and those rivalries friendly.
We'll see you next week.